Mira and Harper Audio present The Third to Die by Allison Brennan. Performed by Suzanne T. Fortin. 1. Wednesday, March 3rd, Liberty Lake, Washington, 12:09 a.m. Warm blood covered him. His arms up to his elbows were slick with it. His clothing splattered with it. The knife, the blade that had taken his retribution, hung in his gloved hand by his side. It was good, very good. He was almost done. The killer stared at the blackness in front of him, his mind as silent and dark as the night. The water lapped gently at the banks of the lake, a faint swish, 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 as it rolled up and back in the lightest of breezes. He breathed in cold air. He exhaled steam. Calm. Focused. As the sounds and chill penetrated his subconscious, he moved into action. Staying here with the body would be foolish, even in the middle of the night. He placed the knife carefully on a waist-high boulder, then removed his clothes, jacket, sweater, undershirt. He stuffed them into a plastic bag, took off his shoes, socks, pants, boxers, added them to the bag. He stood naked except for his gloves. He tied the top of the plastic, then picked up the knife again and stabbed the bag multiple times. With strength that belied his lean frame, he threw the knife into the water. He couldn't see where it fell. He barely heard the plunk. Then he placed the bag in the lake and pushed it under, holding it beneath the surface to let the frigid water seep in. When the bag was saturated,